Coming up next, it's the Magnuson Park Gallery Exchange, an opportunity to hear directly from artists and those in the arts community. Learn what really inspires and motivates the creative work shown in the Magnuson Park Gallery.
Hi everyone, this is Terica Summers, and I'm excited to tell you about Magnuson Park Gallery's opening show for 2025. Last year, many of you inquired about having a show that would feature textile art, and I'm happy to say that Magnuson Park Gallery delivered. In our upcoming show, Artifacts of Connection, artists Elise Woods and Joanna Porter both explore cycles of creation, destruction, and renewal, reflecting on the profound imprints left by nature, technology, and the human touch. Through salvaged materials and layering assemblages, Joanna channels spiritual experiences from the wilderness, while Elise merges digital and traditional weaving techniques to connect the present with the past. Each creation in this show is an intricate, colorful, and may I say mind-blowing labor of love. This show opens on January 23rd and runs till March 1st. And I'm so grateful to have our two featured artists here to talk to you today about their upcoming show, Artifacts of Connection. Thank you, Elise and Joanna, for coming, and welcome to Space.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you.
So good to have you. Joanna, do you want to go by Joe?
Yeah, you can just call me Joe.
Okay, great. First, I want to kind of get a little bit about your backgrounds. So let's start with Elise. Can you give me just a little input on how you got into creating your art right now?
Sure thing. So my name is Elise Wood. I've been an artist since I graduated from local college Cornish in 2010. My practice has kind of evolved since then. I started off as a printmaker. I moved to Norway. I got really involved in the weaving scene there. I moved back to Seattle in 2020. And since then, I've kind of been bouncing back and forth in this process of digital jacquard tapestry, industrial weaving production, Swedish rag rug weaving, like it's 1801, and then some processes in between. So I've always been really interested in translating material, translating symbols, touching things that are soft and beautiful. And weaving's just been a really great way to kind of combine all those interests.
So it's all weaving that you've really mainly focused on?
For the last 6 years.
Okay. And Joe, what about you? I know you were a digital artist?
Yeah, my background is in digital arts. Mm-hmm. I was a graphic designer and illustrator for 30 years working digitally. And then during COVID, I really took a pivot toward wanting to touch nice, soft, comforting things and be more tactile. And I started the process of learning how to sew by hand. And that's what I've been focusing on for about the last year and a half now, making mixed media assemblages with recycled and salvaged materials.
Okay, the assemblages, those are the pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're going to kind of shift back to the exhibit. Who came up with Artifacts of Connection? Like, because of both of you, I mean, was that kind of a...
Maddie suggested that title, and it really resonated with both of us, I think.
Yeah, no,
definitely.
I think it's great. So, Joe, you're doing working with sewn pieces of different...
Yeah. I'm at an age now where a lot of my friends' parents are passing away, and I get recruited to help them empty their houses. And so oftentimes I see these things that touched these people's bodies, and they slept under these blankets, and they had these scarves and linens and tablecloths and things. And I thought, I'm going to start using those in my artwork. I'm going to take us something that's sad and then recreate something that brings joy to people.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, because I know from just going, I mean, my mother's still alive, but going through her things when she's lived all over the world and some of the materials that she has, I mean, even though they don't fit me or anything like that, I would never want them to go away.
Oh, well, you have my phone number.
Yeah, no, I know, I know. And then, Elise, I know you're doing the woven things, but what are you doing for the exhibit?
I'm also using inherited and gifted fiber. A lot of my material comes from people who have passed or weavers who are experimenting with something special that they kind of move away from. I consider myself as a weaver to be part of this linked chain of progress. And the work I'm using in this exhibition kind of encapsulates a lot of different mediums, a lot of different types of weaving that still holds on to these sort of artifacts of the community. Trying to think of symbols that connect back to maybe tattoos of friends or shared symbols that we return to, something from a medieval tapestry or a t-shirt logo, things that we can't as a culture kind of move past. Things like vistas, landscapes, unfurling ribbons, things that talk to like progress and connection. I like when an art exhibition gives the feeling of holding hands or community, mm-hmm. and something that I think together Joe and I are going to be able to really manage well.
Oh, yeah, that's absolutely.
That's wonderful that you guys kind of found this like really, not to use a pun, but common thread between your work. Wow. No, I was curious about the, when the weaving, you're talking about the old tapestries and things. Yes. Have you found symbols that kind of have really moved into modern times as well, or stayed through the times?
So many. I love to be at a museum looking at an 18th century German tapestry of like a lion eating a deer and pull up my emoji board and see those same icons like right there on my phone.
Oh, wow.
I work with images of skulls quite a lot. That's something that I've borrowed from like punk patches from my younger days. My goodness, is a symbol that just like continues and continues and continues to be a part of our lives in so many iterations. It's something that I think is both grounding and kind of validating that we're still humans, are always ourselves, but also kind of progressing, challenging, changing the direction of that work. Flames are another thing that keep coming up. I'm excited to see how these symbols keep changing in my work as it goes too.
Oh, that's really interesting. And Joe, I think I saw a few, you showed me at one time, I think November when we met, some of your pieces, and they're really amazing with all the different assemblages or, you know, pieces of fabric that you use. Can you describe?
Sure. So a lot of my artwork is inspired by, I go out and do a lot of hikes and spend time out in nature. And I'm just blown away by how there's this constant battle between, you know, things being born and created and growing, and then things dying and being broken down. And in my own work, I often think about those topics, and that kind of sets the mood for each piece, like where I am in that cycle. Some of them are more somber and some of them are more celebratory. Lately, I've been in a very celebratory mood. And this one that I just finished yesterday actually will be in the exhibition.
Oh, what is it
and
called?
It's called Nectar. Mm-hmm. And it's a celebration of pollinators and also that they're kind of threatened right now.
Right.
So
I can't wait to see that.
It's a big one. You can't miss it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, I think there's going to be a lot of big pieces in this show. Elise, can you just describe one of your favorite pieces in the show?
Oh, sure. This is always fun to do in a visual format, talking audibly about an artwork. A little hard to choose because, I'm using so many different techniques, but one piece that I'm really excited about is an artwork called Dither. This is a tapestry hung from a plexiglass tube. It's a atmospheric patterned landscape that sort of floats in and out of focus as the web of the textile sort of dissolves in between very thin orange, blue, and gold fibers, crossed with shifting blues, magentas, greens, purples. It almost looks like TV static. It almost looks like a watercolor. It almost looks like jeans. There's something super familiar about it.
Is there an image or?
It's almost like lenses of color floating over each other as a Venn diagram. Okay. When those angles hit each other, they become like mountain peaks or a vista over a fjord, something that we see all the time in Seattle, something I saw a lot in Norway. It feels very familiar, but again, as you get closer to it, it kind of breaks down to this pixel formation of just fibers interlaced with one another. Weaving is all about ones and zeros, and this is a great breakdown of something that is a little bit more than a binary pattern. It becomes almost a painting, depending on how deep into the piece you look.
Okay. And Joe, what about you? Do you have a special piece?
I'm going to describe the piece called Innate Blue Pearl, and this is a memorial artwork for my friend's mom. It's all of her clothing and fabrics from her household. And the The piece is, I call it the innate blue pearl of the soul. And the soul is flying away, a little glowing blue pearl. And then behind it, flowing down behind it, are all the worldly belongings represented by all of the shapes and fabrics that she touched and owned and lived with.
It's very colorful.
It's flowing and very colorful.
Okay.
Yeah.
It sounds amazing. So what are the main things that you want? I mean, you kind of mentioned a little bit about what you want the audience to kind of walk away from. Are there any other things for a certain piece that you really want them to kind of get a message?
Sure. I mean, I love the fact that we're using cloth. It's something that everyone has a relationship to. Oftentimes, I can appreciate a story that someone else has about their family's traditions with fabric making or crafting, or the sort of hands-on experiences of like a friendship bracelet that maybe someone forgot that they hand tied on summer camp and how much that meant to them. So there should be some nostalgia, some storytelling that I hope we can exchange with one another, as well as a conversation about where we're going with this medium next. Just because we've been quilting and weaving and sewing for a long time doesn't mean we're done with the development of the technology and the expressiveness it possesses. So showing that we're still moving, the river's still flowing, it's still a deep well, it's going to be exciting to see.
Cool. I guess what I would like people to take away from is we live in kind of a pervasive, disposable in society. Everything's, you use it, you don't want it anymore, you get rid of it, you throw it away. It would be just great if people, instead of doing that, could just stretch their imaginations a little bit and think, what could I do with this? So that's my hope.
To find pieces and reuse them.
Yeah, just to find new, look at something not as it is, but what it could be.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I know, I'm definitely working towards that. Joe, is this kind of the area you really want to stay in? Or
you, oh, gosh.
Because it looks like you went from digital art to different things.
I'm a dabbler. I'm multidisciplinary. I've done animated short films, painting, collage, paper collage, mixed media. And I guess what's coming up for me next is I want to work on collaborations to do more installation work, combining two. I have a friend who's she's an amazing painter, and I'm hoping that we can put something together that's an installation around a common theme.
I think that sounds like a great idea.
Yeah.
Since we probably brought you two together, and I think it's such a great fit.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Do you have some websites or things that people might get a preview of? It's hard to explain all the textile materials. So I know we have some pieces on our website, space@magnuson.org, but if you have a certain website that you can share.
Definitely. My website is just my name, Elise Wood, AlyceWood.com. You can also see me at my work on Instagram at A11YCE.
And my studio website is pictureswithin.com. And I'm also on Instagram at PicturesWithin.
Well, is there anything else we want to discuss about the show?
Just that we're so excited. This is such a special opportunity to come to this space and connect with this community. It's a privilege being able to work with Joe and Maddie and the rest of the team here. We're so excited.
I know. It's a fun team.
Yeah. It's going to be great. I think that people will be surprised when they walk in and see our work.
I cannot wait to see it. Thank you both for telling us about your show. Make sure to come and see Artifacts of Connection, which opens at Magnuson Park Gallery Thursday, January 23rd, and runs till March 1st. You're welcome to see the show during gallery hours, 12 noon to 3 o'clock, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. And if you've ever wanted to come to an artist reception, here's your chance. We are having a reception on Saturday, March 1st, from 2 to 5, and it's all ages. Elise and Joe will be having an artist talk to talk about their work, and you can get the opportunity to meet Joe and Elise and ask them questions about their pieces and get to just kind of chat with them. So if it's time for you to infuse some art into your life, come to the reception and be a part of this growing artist community here at Magnuson Park. Hope to see you there. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Magnuson Park Gallery Exchange, a periodic series focused on the artists and the arts community showing at the Magnuson Park Gallery.